We're glad you're all here this morning as we come together to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's also a great pleasure to be able to introduce our youth group this morning as they present the Christmas program.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Bethlehem.
Tom, did you know that Bethlehem was known as the city of David? David was anointed king over Israel by the prophet Samuel in Bethlehem.
Mimi, did you know Bethlehem means house of bread?
Grandma, did you know that Bethlehem was approximately 6 miles south of Jerusalem?
Please stay seated and sing O Little Town of Bethlehem with us.
Was the night before the world had been waiting for this night before, anticipating that the Lord would come to lead his flock into the light from the darkness.
'Twas the night before the prophets had told us of this night before, when we would behold a blazing star above, a sign of love shining down on a manger.
Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden had angered the Lord when they ate from the tree. We have been waiting for God to forgive us and send us a Savior to set us all free.
'Twas the night before the birth of a king. 'Twas the night before when the angels would sing to proclaim his birth to all the earth and praise the Lord from the heavens.
'Twas the night before, this is a story of the night before, when God in his glory sent his only Son to lead us from the darkness of the nights before.
Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Baby here.
Please stay seated and sing What Child Is This with us.
Peaceful night, silent night, quiet fills the air tonight. As Bethlehem turns out its lights, you hear this quiet lullaby.
Bethlehem tonight.
Close your eyes, rest your head, snuggle safely in your bed. As moonlight shines and sunlight stead, you hear this quiet lullaby.
Please sing Away in a Manger with us.
Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
Chelsea, did you know that lambs were raised in Bethlehem for temple sacrifice?
Grandma Short, did you know that King David was a shepherd boy in Bethlehem?
Dad, did you know a shepherd is a symbol of protection, power, and authority?
Jean, did you know that a shepherd's job was to lead the sheep to pastures and water, to protect them from wild animals, and to guard them in the night, whether in the open or in sheepfolds, where they counted them as they entered the fold?
And out on the hillside while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep. When suddenly out of the sky came a light and an angel appeared, making everything bright.
Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Angel.
Please stay seated and sing Angels We Have Heard on High with us. Thank you.
chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests."
So after the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph, so proud.
Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Angel hosts now fill the sky, sending forth a mighty cry. Not just one, and not just two, but lots of angels bring the news.
Luke chapter 2, verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy has heaven's perfect plan?
Blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know? Luke chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Peace, have no fear, for the news I have brought is for all men to hear. A baby is born, this night is his birth, and he's come to save all of the people on earth. In Bethlehem town, you'll find this dear child, with Joseph and Mary, his mother, so mild. Sharing a manger with oxen and sheep, nestled in blankets, the babe sound asleep. Good news we bring you this wonderful night. Christ Jesus has come, so run to this sight. Blessed is the child whose birth we proclaim. Praise the Lord and praise his name.
Joy!
More than a twinkle, more than a light, there in the sky on this Bethlehem night, telling the whole world the Savior is here, filling the night with the news of good cheer. Follow the light to the bed where he lay, beautiful Jesus, asleep in the hay. Who would have thought that this child of low birth would bring salvation to all of the earth?
Blind man.
A wise man who lived in a land far away saw a star burning like the sun in the day. They questioned and wondered what this light could mean, for a star this brilliance had never been seen.
Pastor Terry, did you know that the wise men were also called kings and magi?
Diana, did you know that they were foreigners who traveled more than 900 miles from the east to see the baby Jesus?
Butch, did you know that the Bible never says how many wise men there were? It only says that there were three gifts.
Bill, did you know each of the three gifts had a spiritual meaning? Gold is of a kingship on earth. Frankincense, an incense, as a symbol of deity. Myrrh, an embalming oil, as a symbol of death.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. After the Magi had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On arriving, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
We are the three kings you've heard so much about. We will travel 900 miles to meet the baby Jesus, bringing him gifts. We will follow the star.
I was born a king. I am bringing the gift of gold to the baby. He will be our king forever.
I have brought frankincense for the baby. I pray that all men worship him as God on high.
Myrrh is what I bring to the baby. It is a bitter perfume. It prepares the baby for the life ahead.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leaning, silver ceiling, guide us to thy perfect light.
Please stand and sing, O Tell.
Papa, Alvin.
Now please stand and sing, O Tell It on the Mountain with us. Now please sing Joy to the World with us.
And grace, and makes the nations free. wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. He rich
I guess we have one more we're going to sing. 145 in your hymnal, and it should be up here. Do we have four verses? Don't forget to encourage those young folks to do this.